Friends in Christ and family of Bethlehem, once more are we here of the fruit of the Christmas spirit from Galatians chapter 5. Paul writes, "By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law." For our focus tonight, we turn to one of the more familiar words that we know, the fruit of kindness. Now, when I initially hear people talk about being kind, kindness, it usually revolves around some sort of good deed or some good action. In my premarital counseling, sometimes I have couples that come to me, and in my first session with them, I always have something fun to do. I like to find out what their particular love language is. You guys ever heard of the five love languages before? Anybody raise your hand? Nobody. This is fun. Okay, we got one back there. The five love languages. There's an author that says that we communicate together, men and women, even children, in our own particular way of communication. So usually when young couples say, or from older couples say to young couples, you got to have good communication. What they really mean is being able to speak and hear the same language. So, five love languages. There are gift giving. That's one of my favorite. I love to give gifts. And there's another one called quality time together. There's another one called physical touch. There's words of affirmation. I like that one. And then there's acts of kindness. Now, theoretically, each of us has one predominant way that we like to show love. And one way, maybe even different, that we like to receive love. So I'll let you in on a little secret. I love words of affirmation. If you want to just pour on the compliments, keep them coming. But I don't really like to get the same thing I like to give. I like to give gifts for some reason. I like to go out of my way to make a special Christmas for my nieces and nephews. But I don't like getting them. So think of your own particular love language. When I heard about tonight, the gift, the fruit of kindness, it came up to me, acts of kindness. Well, I know my fiance, you might have seen her, little brown-haired girl, she loves acts of kindness. So on one of our first dates, it was a hot July day, I helped her put in her air conditioner. She loved me probably ever since then. Maybe in your own life, you have another way of showing your love through kindness. In particular, we heard tonight in our scripture lessons, both from the epistle lesson to Titus, where Paul is explaining, and also Jesus explaining the parable of the Good Samaritan, different ways in which we act out kindness. Usually, it kind of revolves around compassion. So, that's actually what we want to be oriented towards tonight. When we think of the fruit of the Spirit called kindness, especially in this Christmas season, try to think less of those a generic act of kindness, say maybe writing a card or maybe sending a meal over to a neighbor. Those are kind things, but a biblical, fuller understanding of kindness even goes on to state that to be kind, it means that you're willing to ease a person, comfort a person, put a person at ease. Doesn't that maybe change the way we look at how we be kind? It kind of puts our perspective in more familiar perspectives. Maybe as a parent, you had a child coming to you, or maybe you're a cool aunt or uncle and you have a relative that's maybe just hysterical, they're afraid, maybe they're unsure of themselves, anxious, or maybe even depressed. And you can show love and kindness by maybe just putting them at ease. Now for me, as a youngster, I was one that always had temper tantrums. So thankfully I grew up and maybe grew out of those. But I had temper tantrums. I would run around and pester my older brothers all the time. And I remember one way he put me at ease, maybe forcibly. What he would do is be giving me a giant bear hug and just hold me tight until I settled down. It usually worked because he was bigger and stronger at me at the time. Maybe in your own life, there were similar instances. Maybe you just needed a comforting hug or an embrace or maybe a quiet time to talk for somebody to hear you out. And by doing so, by easing your conscience, putting you at ease, that is the fruit of the Spirit. So tonight, I want to give you some really helpful practical ways in which we can live out the fruit of the Spirit in this Christmas season and have the Christmas Spirit. These are practical ways in the business world, whether you're at work or at school or at home or wherever you are. 7 ways that you can put someone at ease. Number 1, pay attention. Now, that might seem obvious, but in pastoral training and even pastoral counseling, we're taught to have active listening skills. Maybe you can even play them out more than you even realize. Maybe you have a conversation with somebody and you're really busy at the time and you want to think about what's on your shopping list, and you meet somebody in passing and they just strike up a conversation, but it's really tempting that you're kind of nodding along and looking at them while they're talking, but in your mind, you're thinking of something totally else. That ever happened to you? It happens to me. Happens to me a lot. And I try to avoid that temptation by focusing direct attention back on that person. Because deep down, people just want to be heard and listened to. So one way of putting someone at ease and one way of acting out the fruit of the Spirit of kindness is to pay attention. Men, when women are talking to you, especially your wives, give them a good look. Pay attention. And one way that you can sense someone trying to approach you is you direct their attention by letting them know you're interested in your body language. Turning towards somebody, signaling, nodding, repeating back things that were said to you. Direct, focused attention puts people at ease. Number 2, adapting your style. This one really hits home for me. If you haven't noticed already, I'm kind of a type A, extroverted, outgoing type of individual. When I'm in front of people, I like to talk and mingle. Other people are not. They're introverts, we call them. They are the ones that are happy as a clam to be by themselves, curled up with a book away from all the quiet, all the noise. Maybe you know one of those, or maybe that's yourself. But when you interact with other people in your life, whether it's even by phone or in person, we need to remember what kind of personality we're talking to. We can't impose our own personality on other people, because then we shut down a relationship. So maybe try to understand, what kind of person does this friend of mine or family member of mine need me to be for them in order for them to be heard? Believe me, this will come in handy around Christmas and holidays when you adapt your style and personality to influence others. Number 3, a way to put someone at ease and demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit is be empathetic. Again, seems pretty straightforward. Empathy is an important human emotion that just shows that we are willing to feel what you feel. To take on your emotions enough to show that we care about another person. If you sense that someone's nervous or hesitant, you can use that inward heart to diffuse tension. Maybe even avoid an argument. Number 4, this one's fun. It was really awkward at first when I have other people do it to me, is using someone's name. I've had a lot of instances where someone would come to me and use my name in a conversation. They'd come up to me and just say, "Aaron, why don't you come and do this?" Or, "Aaron, I really liked when you did that. Thank you, Aaron." Maybe all in the same sentence. When you use a person's name, you're telling them that they are significant and that you are aware of who they are. And the educational aspect, so important, especially for young children, to use names in how you can appreciate another person. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. Number 5, a way of putting another person at ease is being careful of using common language. Now, so far you're getting kind of a theme so far. The way we talk is important. Sometimes we say, "How's it going?" And it's become a kind of a casual way of saying hello to a person, right? But sometimes we have to ask that question, and oftentimes we don't really listen to the answer. How's it going? Good, fine, okay. And we move on. We bridged that conversation. But we all know we're not fine. We're not good always. Be careful and see where you really want a conversation to go. That brings us to point number 6. Dig deeper. Asking good questions in conversation can strengthen your relationships, whether you're friends or family. Instead of the same old conversational questions, dig a little deeper. Are you really doing well? Because I know it's a pretty busy time of year. How's it really going? And finally, number 7. When you talk and when you try to put or attempt to put a person at ease, disclose something about yourself. So far, I've tried to do that for you. But disclosing something, sharing something personal about yourself can create points of connection. This is so important, whether it's relationships you have with a spouse or loved one, or even just a stranger off the street. People love stories. I think that's why people like to hear sermons. People love to go to movies, read books. And people want to know your story. But even more, people want you to know their story. When we do all those things, and believe it or not, you are already doing them, sometimes maybe without even thinking it, guess what? You're enacting the fruit of God's spirit of kindness. And all of a sudden, just simple acts of kindness are much more important and much more widespread than just simply acting. It's all about relationships. So the fruit of the Spirit is kindness. And you have it because you are, along with all of us, in the Spirit of God through our Jesus Christ. Because He put us at ease and continues to put us at ease when our world and our souls are troubled by reminding us we are His forgiven, bought, and paid for, redeemed people in Christ. And it's Him we pray. Amen.